Am I the only one who, when something exciting happens politically, wonders how the McLaughlin group is going to handle it on Sunday? I'm going to take your silence to mean, yes, I am the only one. But I shouldn't be. Okay, think about it. What is more fun, this?
What do the polls and your own reporting show you or tell you about what's going to happen on Tuesday?
That's Jim Lehrer on the NewsHour. Or this.
Question, was Hillary's interview the Archimedes lever that turned her political drama right side up?
That is John McLaughlin. Yeah, seems obvious to me. Much more fun. The McLaughlin Group is in some ways the godfather of TV punditry. It debuted in 1982, back when little Tucker Carlson was but a glint in his mother's bow tie. And it quickly established a format that the bitter and impassioned roundtable breakdown that is now mirrored every day on every channel. And McLaughlin still does it better. And how can you not love a moderator who never actually moderates? John McLaughlin's sole responsibility is to keep people from yelling over each other, and yet he loves nothing more than just quietly lounging in his recliner while the pundits rip each other's hearts out. And then, when a discussion's over, McLaughlin will offer something like this.
The next man or woman to walk on the moon will be Chinese.
And they were talking about healthcare. I feel like nowadays the McLaughlin Group is working on just a whole other level. It's not simple discourse anymore. Listen to a recent conversation McLaughlin had with regular Pat Buchanan about whether Senator John McCain fully secured the Republican nomination.
Question, does Romney's endorsement seal the deal? Is McCain now the inevitable Republican nominee? I ask you, Pat.
John, absent celestial intervention, I think he's going to get the nomination.
Absent what?
Celestial intervention.
Well, it happened, Pat. Hey, rest in peace, Paul Wellstone. John Hines was killed.
Let's not speculate on it. Look,
death comes in the night on cat's paws, Pat. You never know.
On little cat's feet, that's the fog, John, that comes in on little cat's feet.
I changed it to cat. Sandberg be damned.
The McLaughlin Group is operating on a level that transcends mere words. And that is why I'm thrilled to introduce singer and songwriter and rock star Andrew W.K., who was so inspired by McLaughlin's artistry, his poetry, that he's used it as a basis for a new rock song. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Are you a watcher of the McLaughlin Group?
Well, I've seen it over the years. I have not owned a TV in a while, but this shows the power of John McLaughlin, because even I'm able to keep up and be aware of his artistry, as you mentioned, without a TV, without even needing to watch it, I'm familiar and
he's
in the loop.
He's kind of everywhere.
Yeah, he really permeates, especially in a political climate. He really seems to be everywhere.
Do you have a favorite McLaughlin moment?
Well, I like cat's paws. Mm-hmm. So that line really struck me. I like the way cats have these soft pink pads on the bottom of their feet. And I could really, again, grasp these words that he was using. And I was inspired to set them to music.
Tell us how you did.
Well, at first I was a little intimidated. I've never really written a song taking words from an interview or from a dialogue that wasn't lyrical. But then I realized that his words are so artistic. Mm-hmm. There's so much beauty and creativity and imagination in his words that it was actually quite easy. And it just gelled. Once I started playing the piano, it all came together.
Okay, I'm so excited. Without further ado, here's Andrew W.K.'s song, created originally for Fair Game, The McLaughlin Groove.
If it happens, Pat! If it happens, Pat! If it happens, Pat, may he rest in peace. Death comes in the night on little cat's feet. If it happens, Pat, may he rest in peace. Death comes in the night on little cat's feet. 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 The next man on the moon will be Chinese. The next man on the moon will be Chinese. The next man on the moon will be Chinese.
Andrew.
Yes?
That was astonishing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, truly, Sandberg be damned.
Well, I hope as long as McLaughlin himself would tap or groove or bop his head along with that, I would be very pleased.
How can you not? It's infectious.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'm glad you're happy with it.
I didn't think those words could fly any higher.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't sure if they could either. But I think that when I hear myself singing that song, even, I sound to me like John McLaughlin. I think his spirit comes through and it overtakes the whole song. It overtakes me, even.
Andrew, I think that you're going to be invited to the group.
If that happens, I would be beyond grateful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrew WK is a musician and budding political pundit. To download the McLaughlin Groove, please visit morefairgame.org. This segment is also part of our new election podcast. It's called Bite the Ballot, and you can subscribe to it by going to our listen page at morefairgame.org or subscribe through the iTunes store. Bye-bye, Andrew.
Goodbye. Thank you very much for having me on.
Bye-bye.